1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Ellen. I heard you participated in the audition for the musical.
Yeah, I did. But I'm not sure if I'll get the role. I'm waiting for the results.
When will they give the results?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Nick. Are you still using the laptop you borrowed from me?
Oh, Jenny. I was about to tell you that mine has been repaired.
That's great. I need my laptop back for a workshop tomorrow.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, PineTech Company employees. I'm Paul Larson from the Department of Human Resources. As you know, the deadline to apply for the Excellent Employee Award is next Friday. So far, only a few people have applied for the award. I'd like to encourage all of you to submit your application form for a chance to win. In addition to the $300 prize, it's an opportunity for your efforts to be recognized. Application for this award is open to any employee who has shown outstanding performance and has helped create a positive work environment this year. It doesn't matter whether you won previously or not. So if you think you're qualified, please don't hesitate to apply for the Excellent Employee Award. Maybe you'll be the winner this year.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you doing, Ms. Roberts? Are you writing a letter by hand?
Yes, Mr. Williams. I'm writing thank you notes to my clients.
Isn't it easier to use a computer?
Probably, but I think people are moved when they get a handwritten letter instead of one that's been typed on the computer.
It must take a long time, and you have so many clients.
Well, I think it's worth it. A handwritten letter can give an impression of being taken very special care of.
But I'm still not sure it's worth the extra effort.
Imagine getting a handwritten letter from someone. You'd probably be touched by their extra effort, wouldn't you?
You're right. I guess I would feel personally connected with the writer.
That's what I mean. A handwritten letter really touches a person's heart.
Now I get your point.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello?
Hello, Ms. Peterson. This is David Smith.
Oh, hi, Mr. Smith. Thank you for coming to my photo exhibition yesterday.
My pleasure. It was great meeting you. So, have you thought about what I suggested?
Yes, I have. I'd be happy to take pictures for the cookbook you're planning to publish.
I'm glad to hear that. My cookbook will be a big hit with your photos.
Thanks for saying so.
Then why don't we meet at my restaurant to talk about the project in detail?
Okay, My studio is closed on Wednesdays, so I'm free then. Is this Wednesday convenient for you?
Great. How about 10 o'clock in the morning?
That's fine with me.
After talking about the project, I'll make you a few dishes using my best recipes.
Fantastic. See you then.
Honey, I found a restaurant for our wedding anniversary.
Great. Is that their website?
Yeah. Take a look at this photo.
Wow, there's a piano on the stage.
Yes, they have live performances on weekends.
That's wonderful. I like the star-shaped light hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, it glows beautifully. What do you think of the two pictures on the wall?
They're nice. They add to the atmosphere. Honey, which table should we sit at?
How about the round table between the rectangular ones?
I love it. It looks pretty, and it's the perfect place to watch a performance.
Sure. Look, I like the striped curtains on the window.
Yeah, I like the striped pattern too.
I'm glad you like the restaurant. I'll make a reservation.
Mr. Johnson, how are the children's book week preparations going?
They're going well. For the signing events, I've already contacted the authors.
That's great. Did you finish the advertising preparations I asked for?
Yes. I made flyers for the events and printed them out.
Great. I also think sending text messages to our members will help.
No worries. I've done that too.
Okay. Do you remember the discount event? If customers buy one book, they get another for 50% off.
Yes, I do. You said you would decide which books would be part of the event.
Right. Here's the list of the books. The next step is displaying them for the discount event. Would you like to do that?
No problem. I'll do it.
Thanks. Then I'll order some gifts for the events.
Hi, Charlotte. How was the basketball game last night?
Well, unfortunately, I couldn't go.
Oh, no. What happened? Were the tickets sold out?
No, I bought a ticket in advance.
I'm not surprised. I know they're your favorite team.
Yeah, I even changed my work schedule to go to the game.
But you couldn't go. Why not?
Well, I had to take care of my daughter unexpectedly.
Doesn't your husband usually watch her on weekdays?
He does, but suddenly he had to go on a business trip yesterday, so I had to take care of her.
That's too bad. Well, there's always next time.
Hello, welcome to Uncle John's Dairy Farm. How can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to buy admission tickets for the dairy farm.
All right, it's $10 per adult and $5 per child.
Okay, I'll take one adult and two children's tickets, please.
Sure thing. And we also have a hands-on experience program for children. They get to make pizza with cheese from our farm.
Sounds fun. How much is it?
It's originally $20 per child, but this week you can get a 50% discount on the program.
Wow, that's lucky. I'll buy two.
I'm sure your kids will love it.
I hope so. I have a coupon for 10% off. Can I use it?
Let me check. Sorry, but this coupon expired last week.
Too bad I'm not able to use it. I'll pay by credit card. Hi, Jessica. What are you looking at?
Oh, hi, Michael. I'm looking at the posters for the student president election to find out more about it.
Oh, yeah? When is the election going to be?
It's next Wednesday, July 17th.
Okay. And I'm curious about what the candidates' promises are this year.
Well, the first candidate promises to make the school festival the best, and the second candidate's promise is to extend gym hours.
To make up my mind, I'll have to hear their speeches.
Me too. They'll each give their speech in the main auditorium this Friday.
Okay. This year the method of voting is electronic, isn't it?
Yeah. If you log in on the voting page with your student number and password, you can vote there.
Great. I'm excited to see who will be elected.
Sunstone City Library에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, beautiful moment listeners. I'm Sarah Cliff. I have great news. The Sunstone City Library opens on August 5th. I know many of you are excited about this. The library was designed by famous architect Samuel Lewis, who's known for having designed the Kingsbury Museum. This library offers a wide range of virtual reality experiences in its science section. The virtual reality devices can be used for free. What this library is most proud of is its book collection. It has the second largest collection of books in Sunstone City. There's another thing you should know. On the opening day, the library will give visitors a gift. Why don't you visit the library for a wonderful experience? I'll be back after a commercial break. Stay tuned.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 주문할 그림 액자를 고르시오.
Honey, I'm looking online for a picture frame for the painting we bought recently. Shall we choose one together?
Sure. Let me see. How much should we spend?
I don't want to spend more than $40. I think a picture frame over that price is too expensive.
I see. Then let's go for a model under $40. Next, which material do you want?
I don't like plastic. What do you think?
Me neither. It's not eco-friendly.
Okay. Let's choose from the non-plastic models. Now, what about the color?
Well, not white. White wouldn't match the painting well.
You're right. Plus, white gets dirty too easily.
Then we have two options left. Oh, they both come with a free gift. Which do you prefer, the picture key ring or the picture magnet?
Well, why don't we take the picture magnet?
All right. It would be a great decoration for our refrigerator.
Okay. Let's order this model.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Jake.
Hi, Betty. Sorry to call you this early.
That's okay. Is anything wrong?
You know I'm directing the school play Snow White, right?
Of course. The play's going to be this afternoon.
Right. But I have a serious problem. The student responsible for the sound effects cannot come because he has a bad cold.
Oh, no.
So I need someone who can control the sound effect system for the performance this afternoon. I'm thinking you could do the job since you did it for last year's play.
Sorry, I can't, Jake. I have an interview for a student exchange program this afternoon.
I don't know what to do then.
Well, I can call a friend of mine if you want. He knows how to use the system.
Really? That would be a great help.
Okay, let me check if he's available.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Dad, you're early. What are you doing in the kitchen?
Hi, Amy. I finished work early, so I'm going to cook something.
Great. What are you going to cook?
How about turkey sandwiches and mashed potatoes?
That sounds good. But can you make your shrimp pasta instead?
I know that's your favorite, but we don't have any shrimp.
Oh, please, Dad. Your shrimp pasta is the best.
Okay. Well, there's a seafood market near your mom's company. Why don't you call and see if she can buy some shrimp?
That's a good idea. I think it's about time for her to leave the office.
Yeah, you'd better hurry up. I'll start preparing vegetables for the pasta.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 피터가 피터의 할머니에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Peter recently gave his grandmother a smartphone for her birthday. She uses it frequently and often asks Peter to help her do things, such as sharing photos or downloading apps. Peter is happy to help her, but he has to go abroad for a long business trip next week. He is worried that she'll have no one to help her with her smartphone. So he searches for a way to help her and finds that the local senior center offers a class which teaches seniors how to use smartphones. He thinks the class can help her use the smartphone by herself. So, Peter wants to tell his grandmother to learn smartphone skills from the senior center. In this situation, what would Peter most likely say to his grandmother?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, students. Last class, we learned about the history of museums. You may think they're boring, but that's not true. Today, I'll tell you about museums in different countries that are not like any museums you've ever seen. Each has unusual features which will surely grab your attention. First is a spy museum in the USA. Here, you can see a collection of spy tools, including mini cameras, fake money, and special devices from the spy movies. Then, there's an interesting toilet museum in India. The museum displays toilets and related items ranging from ancient to modern times. These have been collected from 50 countries. Next, Japan has an instant ramen museum. Here you can learn ramen's history and make your own fresh cup of ramen. Finally, one museum has an unusual way of enjoying the exhibits. To explore the underwater museum in Mexico, you have to snorkel, scuba dive, or ride a glass-bottom boat. Which museum most interests you?
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, students. Last class, we learned about the history of museums. You may think they're boring, but that's not true. Today, I'll tell you about museums in different countries that are not like any museums you've ever seen. Each has unusual features which will surely grab your attention. First is a spy museum in the USA. Here, you can see a collection of spy tools, including mini cameras, fake money, and special devices from the spy movies. Then, there's an interesting toilet museum in India. The museum displays toilets and related items ranging from ancient to modern times. These have been collected from 50 countries. Next, Japan has an instant ramen museum. Here you can learn ramen's history and make your own fresh cup of ramen. Finally, one museum has an unusual way of enjoying the exhibits. To explore the underwater museum in Mexico, you have to snorkel, scuba dive, or ride a glass-bottom boat. Which museum most interests you?
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 나라가 아닌 것은? (18번) 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.